tender and warm.
Come on in and set a spell, neighbors. Here's that lovable First Lady of the Ozarks, May Kennedy McCord. Good morning, May.
Good morning, Jim. Top of the morning to you. How are you, friends of mine, this morning? Oh, I tell you, I read all the news yesterday I could get about the new treaty with Russia, about our ban on testing nuclear weapons, and then I sat until goodness knows how late listening to the radio and the TV with more and more news about it. And I just got the jitters. I just don't know what about it. I do hope that it'll be as the president thinks, a great move forward toward peace, but nobody knows. I doubt if the Russians will keep the treaty at all. It's been our experience that most nations tear up treaties for scrap paper. When it comes to a showdown, they do. Yes, sir. The whole discussion brought up so much forebodings that I just couldn't get it off of my mind when I got to bed. Well, let's just pray for the best. That's all we can do. Who was it in our great past said, "Pray all you want to, boys, but keep the powder dry." That is old Hickory, wasn't it? Pray all you want to, but keep the powder dry. You know, news is a wonderful medium. And I don't see how we could ever do without the news, now that we have become used to it. They didn't have world news flashing over seas and continents and Telstar bouncing off from satellites back to the Earth when I was a kid. Little did they dream such a thing would ever happen. And yet that seems just a little while ago to me when I look back at it. Just think what has come in these fast-moving years. But sometimes I sit and hear news, and the whole thing depresses me. Especially as there is always just one killing after another from reckless automobile driving, speeding and drinking. That's what causes it. And then when I read of our boys being jailed for theft and vandalizing and stealing cars and holdups, and then I stop to remember that it's some mother's son who faces a ruined life and maybe prison. I tell you, it makes me wonder if we ought to ever have news of tragedies coming into our homes. And yet we want to know what's happening in the world. I guess we have to know. I have a most beautiful poem along this line, one by that wonderful woman of Texas, Grace Nall Crowell, who lay on a sick bed all her life, and her beautiful and comforting poems went to almost every nation on the globe. What a woman she was, and what a spot she filled in this bewildered world. And this poem I'm going to read to mothers, a prayer for mothers. These are the ones for whom I pray tonight, the mothers everywhere, who lie awake with troubled hearts, with eyes that pierce the dark, anxious for some child's sake. The great book says, like a mother pitieth her child, how great that pity is. God understands. Oh, come this night, dear Lord, and touch their hearts and take hold of their hands. The promises are unto you, we read, and your children. Help them, Lord, to cling to this great living truth, the mothers. And may they be comforted, remembering, comforted to know thy word enfolds each wayward child, each hurt child, and distressed. Then lay thy hand upon each mother's eyes tonight and bid them sleep and rest. Oh, my. That poem is to me one of the most beautiful, true, and comforting utterances that I know of in the English language. And it's so true. Well, I want to say happy birthday in advance, a birthday that is coming August the 1st, next Thursday. Well, when is August the 1st? I won't even say, because I never do know. No, it isn't Thursday. Well, it's August the 1st. Miss Ida Mead, who lives on West State Street here, will be 93 years old. Bless her heart. She's a friend of my two very dear friends, Miss Nichols and Mrs. Iva Darrell Stewart. Iva was a lifelong girlfriend of mine, and Miss Nichols, who lives with her, they live in Iva's home on North Camel. Iva was a Galena gal. I told you about her one time, and I tell you that you can't beat these hometown gals of mine. Everybody loves the hometown, I guess, always and always. Perry Mason, a well-known Ozarks poet, and you know we have some dandy poets in this storied land. Perry's in the top row. He wrote once about his little town. His little hometown was Bodark, right down here near us. Perry and his wife, Marty, now live in Billings. Very happy they are. He said this, I see the streets of a little town, the town where I was born. A long time since, when leaves were brown on that October morn. Along the business street, just one, I see the high front stores. Just one business street, he means. I see the high front stores. And on each side, the sidewalks run. I enter at the door. I drink again the soda pop or eat an ice cream cone. There is no tap room selling in this small town alone. Of all the hamlets of our land, no beer joint sells its wares. I see Jim's blacksmith shop there, too, where loafers congregate, where farmers bring Jim work to do from early until late. I go again to get my mail as I did years ago, and disappointed when I failed to get a letter. Oh, 'tis nice to see my little town. I see it every day. I'm in it as I write this down. I cannot go away. I want to say hello to the Berry Tour folks going back this morning in their big bus, the ones I met last Saturday night. Goodbye, friends, and as they say nowadays, hurry back. I know you love this Ozark trip to this land of story and song. I send you my very best and loving wishes, and so glad I met you. Well, we've had some hot days, haven't we? It's cool this morning, I tell you, here. And yet some nice cool breezes have been even through the hot days. I wonder if Paul's taken off his red flannels yet. Carl B. Icke, our postman poet, he wrote this poem this past spring when we were having such shivery days, and he slipped it in a letter of mine just for fun. We've had it cool for quite a spell. The garden stuff can't grow. In fact, most of it's just too small and just too young to hoe. The yard, well, it's rather spotty, too. It's been so doggone dry. Folks haven't even planted corn, although the date's passed by. And if the air steps up a bit, 'twill be just right for channels, you know, the good old channel cats. And Pa, in about a week or two, can take off his red flannels. I'm just as anxious most as he for summer to arrive. You see, it's such a dandy time for one to be alive. There's mushrooms and greens a-getting ripe, all ready for the pickings. And two old hens are on their nest expecting baby chickens. And though the date is early, some, with almanacs and annals, I'll swear when things get hotter here, Paul might take off his flannels. Now, you could laugh at the flannels all you want to. But I wore red flannel underwear when I was a kid. I bet a lot of the rest of you did, too. And while it scratched like all get-out for a while when you first put it on, it was the warmest and cuddliest stuff anybody ever had on. My, but we used to have cold winters. We don't have them like that anymore. And to climb that big old schoolhouse hill we had with the wind blowing from the southeast corner of Iceland, it wasn't any fun. And if it wasn't for the steam-heated houses we have now and all the heated cars and the electricity to snap on and the hot pads at night if you want them, I might be wearing red flannels yet, who knows? As it is, the outfit I wear is a long way from red flannels. And so is yours, too. But it's a different world we're living in now. Yes, it's a different world. Just where have they gone, all the old-fashioned ways with the horse and the buggy of long-ago days? And where has it gone, all the pleasure we had doing things we enjoyed when Grandpa was a lad? What has become of those corn-popping nights by the flickering glow of the coal-oil lights? I wonder what's happened to sleigh bells and teams that keep reappearing in all of my dreams. Just what has become of the old-fashioned times when a body put value on nickels and dimes? And what have they done with the stiff bosom shirt and the upstanding collar that pinched till it hurt? And that Saturday night, when each kid had a turn in a washtub of water so hot it'd burn. I wonder what's happened to Sunbonnet Sue with her calico dresses and her petticoats, too. You remember she wore about four of them. If you had any less than three, oh, that is bad. Yes, where in the village scattered around are the women whose dresses reach down to the ground? Where are they? Yes. I guess we were born with the old, just born with the old-fashioned ways, because we just can't keep pace in these newfangled days. Well, time just flies. My time, well, it's not up yet. You know, we have so much to be grateful for here in our Ozark country. Look at that earthquake that hit Yugoslavia Thursday night and killed 1,000 people, and they couldn't even count the injured. My, we have so little calamity here, considering everything. Those tidal waves and floods and earthquakes and heaven only knows what else they have everywhere around. We should be glad we're here, sheltered within these lovely hills, and drinking from springs clear and beautiful, running thousands of gallons a day, many of them. Just ask Sam Leith, he can tell you about the springs, and I send my love to Sam and Marion. Oh, there's so many people I'd love to like to send love to. I think I'll just have to take a whole day sometime. And the changing seasons we have, and the mild winters, and the ideal summers. And now we've had rain, and we're all set pretty good. As Tiny Tim said in the story, God bless us, everyone. If you could have your druthers, Isabel Alderman wrote this at one time at Republic, I think she lived. If you could have your druthers, a feller said to me, if you could have your druthers, where would your druther be? Oh, if I could have my druthers, I said to him, said I, I'd rather be in the Ozarks where the rugged cliffs run high. I'd build my cabin staunchly, and when wintry winds would blow, I'd sit with my dog and fiddle and laugh at the sleet and snow. Oh, if I could have my druthers, said to him, said I, I'd rather be in the Ozarks, where the rugged cliffs run high. I'll be seeing you next Saturday, the Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, and if I can catch my pony. And you know, Lloyd Evans said there was an old preacher when he was a kid, and he always said he'd be with you, the Lord willing, if the devil ain't doing the fiddling. And you know, sometimes the devil is doing the fiddling. Goodbye.